Welcome Love to Columbus
Radio.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Welcome, Columbus, Phoenix City, Fort Benning, and surrounding areas. Thank you for listening as I share information and good practices that I have gathered from associates, friends, and family. And thank you to our producer, Shireen Renee Green, for holding it down and keeping me in check. Appreciate you so much. Thank you to our sponsors, Kingstown Family Foundation of Columbus and the Empowerment Leadership Academy of California. So I appreciate each and every one of you for joining us at our new time of 8:30 p.m. That's right. This isn't a one-off. This is our new time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, right here, Financial Notes with Cindy Gilliard, and I am Cindy Gilliard. So tonight's topic is Thanksgiving on a budget. At the same time, I know that the topic that is top of mind for Americans and citizens around the world is the presidential election. So someone on Facebook compared this three-day event of finding out who won to watching an episode of Maury entitled, "Who is the Baby Daddy?" Now, I take the election, our leader, very serious. But I have to share another Facebook post. The gentleman said, if Biden wins, I'm leaving the country. If Trump wins, I'm leaving the country. I just need a vacation. And after watching and listening and getting all of the ads, the text messages, the emails, the phone numbers, the phone calls, we all need a vacation. So I did, I have chuckled at some Facebook posts, but I am very serious about the election. And as you, I am looking forward to finding out who will win the presidential election. So if you have some ideas about how we can have Thanksgiving on a budget, I invite you to call our number, 569-3722. Again, that number is 563-999-3722. So, ideals on Thanksgiving on a budget. This year, you know, Thanksgiving, just as this whole year has been, is going to be different because of COVID-19. This pandemic is going to impact our big family gatherings. Some people have said they're going from 20 people to 4 people. Some individuals said, hey, we're going to try eating outside. But many, you know, many will not have that big gathering, but there will be gatherings. So I put together a couple of tips so that when we do come together, we can come together on a budget. And some of these I got from the web and others just, you know, family, friends sharing the ideals and information. But one thing is, what about a potluck? You know, if you're hosting, then, you know, you provide the meat and have the guests bring the sides and the desserts. And you can say, well, we've done that before. Well, yeah, we're going to make a definite commitment or decision to, we're going to do a potluck. I, as the host or as the host family, you know, we're not going to do everything, but we're going to share in it. And what it does, it gives ownership to that meal, and everyone's made a contribution. And then, you know, somebody can bring plates, and somebody else, if you're using paper plates, someone can bring silverware. But allow individuals to help you, particularly this year. Allow them to help you with the meal. And then another thing is determine your meal from scratch. So at first I was like, what does that mean, determine the menu from scratch? I was like, well, what does that mean? And at first I was like, I always determine my menus from scratch. And then I realized, you know, actually I hadn't. My Thanksgiving menu was my Easter menu. Christmas menu was Thanksgiving menu. My New Year's menu was my Christmas menu. I just made sure I added black eyed peas because I already had something green. So the key thing is determine your menu from scratch. And then what about not having any alcohol? Now, before you just go up in riots and look at me like I'm crazy, we have the basics. Then, of course, we purchase that special item for maybe a cousin or an auntie. But trust you me, 2 gallons of sweet tea, non-sweet tea, lemonade, and a case of water will go further and will cost less than stacking that bar. Another option is buy in bulk, you know, because sometimes you can save when you do this. I do encourage you to check the prices because, quite honestly, I have seen sometimes when the bulk pricing was the same as the non-bulk pricing. So you do have to check that out. And then also, buy generic. Save the difference in price. To kind of recap, here are 5 ways to actually save some money when you have Thanksgiving on a budget. So I'm just going to recap them. Have a potluck. Determine your menu from scratch. No alcohol this year. Buy in bulk and buy generic. Are there any callers out there at 563-999-3722 who would also like to share some of their words of wisdom on ways that we can have our Thanksgiving on a budget this 2020 Thanksgiving? Again, that number is area code 563-999-3722. So I saw a quote online. I spent a lot of time online, just in general. When I'm breaking from doing work, I'll go online just to see what's going on, make sure I haven't missed anything. And someone put this quote out for Thanksgiving, but I really thought, you know, this is a quote that would really appeal for any day. And it is, they said, plan a day that you will remember more for what was fun, delicious, and meaningful than for what it wasn't. You know, sometimes we focus on what we don't have in general, and then also as it relates to COVID-19. And this quote is saying, hey, plan this day that you remember more for what was fun, delicious, and meaningful than what it wasn't. Focus on what it was. So 563-999-3722. Want to call in and share any of your ideals for having Thanksgiving on a budget? Feel free to do so. When you call in, press the number 1. And then we will get your question and or your comment online and make you part of the conversation that we're having tonight. We are going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and talk about some other things that you can do to have Thanksgiving on a budget for this 2020 Thanksgiving during this pandemic. Thank you for listening to Financial Notes with Cindy Gilliard. We'll be right back after this.
You can reduce your risk of COVID-19 by cleaning and disinfecting frequently touched items and surfaces every day. These items include remotes, tables, counters, light switches, doorknobs, handles, toilets, and sinks. Wear disposable gloves to clean and disinfect. If you can see that the item is dirty, wash first with soap and water or another general cleaner. Then use a household disinfectant to kill germs. Follow manufacturer's instructions for application and proper ventilation to safely use the product. For phones or other electronics, follow the manufacturer's instructions for cleaning and disinfecting. If no instructions, use alcohol-based wipes or sprays containing at least 70% alcohol. Dry surface thoroughly. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
I got smart about mortgages. Now, it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about college. Now my kid's off to a great start.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org.
I got smart about health insurance. Now both my finances and I are healthy.
Smartaboutmoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money.
I got smart about protecting my job. Now, I'm doing better than ever.
For everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, smartaboutmoney.org has the answers you're looking for.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
Smartaboutmoney.org, the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday, I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Did you grow up in an alcoholic or dysfunctional home? ACA is a recovery program for adults whose lives were affected as a result of being raised in an alcoholic or dysfunctional family. To get help, go to adultchildren.org.
For joining us, welcome back, everyone, to Financial Notes with Cindy Gilliard. Again, thank you for joining us at our new time of 8:30 p.m. each evening. On Thursday, each Thursday evening. So we're talking about Thanksgiving on a budget. And some of the things that I found out when I was doing some research and gathered some things is, you know, think ahead when you're actually planning. Not only think ahead to what you're going to serve, but shop ahead. The closer we get to the holiday, the more the meats, the products, the produce, what have you, will cost. So think ahead, plan ahead. In addition to that, become a crafty couponer. And the great thing about that is in the day, you know, coupons would come on maybe on a Wednesday or a Sunday, and they still do. But that was the only way to get coupons. So you would, you know, cut them out on the various days. But now they're electronic coupons. So we can easily get coupons from going to various websites and with the different grocery stores. Through the app, we get coupons, and we also get coupons on our receipts. So just use all the resources that we have, and you'll be able to save money that way. Another way that I've seen, other than the ones I just mentioned, is, you know, choose a different meat. A lot of times we go with turkey, but maybe there's another meat that individuals want to try or you want to try and venture out. You know, this year has been different. We have adjusted. We've also been able to see and find out just how strong we are and how we can push through a lot of things because that's what we've been doing. So, you know, let's try different meat for Thanksgiving. What you mean? Now, I know from me and my family and I, let me say that for all our English professors, my family and I, when we plan our meal, it is like we're feeding the neighborhood. It's turkey, it's ham, collard greens, macaroni and cheese. I think I may have already said the yams, the stuffing, the cabbage, the potato salad, the deviled eggs, three cakes, two pies, all of that. And sometimes it all gets eaten and sometimes it doesn't. So as we look at having a budget for Thanksgiving, let's look at, you know, cooking what we truly need. We're going to have less people because of COVID-19. And so let's just make sure that everyone has enough to eat, but we don't waste any food. Those are some ideals. And also, I know we love to decorate, you know, make our home. It's fall. It's festive. It's Thanksgiving. We're having family, not as many family members, but family members over. So we want to decorate. When people come in, we want them to sense and feel that they are, you know, in a home and we're celebrating the fall and Thanksgiving. Well, look at what decorations you already have. And then from there, you can get additional decorations, but you may want to look at the dollar store and, you know, at the dollar store or at the Dollar Tree, everything is a dollar, but you may also want to look at a Family Dollar and do some comparison pricing. But we know if you go in the Dollar Tree, everything's going to be a dollar. But start with what you already have and see how you can decorate your home from there. And so, and let me just repeat, when you do call and you want to share this evening, that number is 563-999-3722 and press 1. So when you call in, press 1, and then that will actually get you right through to us. And you can share any of those items. But we're going to just to recap again. Shop early. And then when you shop, buy in bulk. Look at some of the generics. Buy generic. Have no alcohol. And then when you look at the menu, plan the menu from scratch. You know, plan that menu and do a potluck, a true potluck where maybe you do the meats, but you have everyone else contribute too. So, again, we would love to hear any input. Don't be shy. Be the first caller for November and just give us a call and share what you like at 563-999-3722. And when you dial in, make sure that you do press 1. So each week, I look at family-owned businesses and small businesses. And the reason I do that, the small business is the foundation of our country. There are 30.2 million small businesses. Now, this is reported by the Small Business Administration. I had no idea that there were so many small businesses. It turns out that small businesses comprise 99.9% of all U.S. businesses. That was something I was not aware of. So I always like to give a shout out to our small businesses because in my community, and I'm sure in your community, they make a difference. I look at family-owned businesses and small businesses. And this week we're looking at La Nacional Mexican Buffet. It's located at 4403 17th Avenue in Columbus, Georgia. They also provide their food via DoorDash. But this is one of the small businesses in the community. And I also, you know, I would like to open up the line at 563-999-3722. If you're a small business and you like to share for a minute what you do, then, you know, give us a call at 563-999-3722. I thought we did have a caller, but I guess not, and that's quite all right. But we're going to take a small two-minute break, and then we'll come back to sign out. Thank you for listening to Financial Notes with Cindy Gilliard, and we'll be right back after this break.
Many employees unable to work because of COVID-19 related reasons may be able to take up to 2 weeks of paid sick leave and up to 10 more weeks of paid leave to care for their children whose schools or places of care have closed or whose daycare providers are unavailable. To find out if you qualify, visit dol.gov/FFCRA or call a trained professional at 866-4-US-WAGE. This message is sponsored by the U.S. Department of Labor.
Welcome back to Financial Notes with Cindy Gilliard. About to wrap up the show, but before we do, I want to say thank you again to our sponsors, Kingstown Family Foundation of Columbus and the Empowerment Leadership Academy of California. Also, thank you to Ms. Shireen Renee Green for the great job she does as our producer each and every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Next week, what we're going to talk about is part-time income, money for the holidays. We're going to talk about an opportunity for you to make some additional money if you're looking to do that for the holidays, and if you're looking to do that into 2021. But the way that we spend the next, well, I guess 6 to 8 weeks the rest of this year will impact, you know, how we start next year. So thank you so much for listening. I do encourage you to participate each week. So even though you didn't participate this week, doesn't mean you can't next week. Just call 563-999-3722. Write that down and press 1. And then we'll listen to any input that you may have for next week. Hopefully by next week we will know who the leader of the U.S. is. And perhaps we can have some discussion on that. Last time, you know, we were together, I was like, you know, vote. And it is apparent that many, 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 many people voted. Some went actually voted on Tuesday, did absentee ballots, and some actually voted early. But it looks like this nation truly voted, and that's something that we can be proud of. Now we wait, and we'll see how the, you know, what the income is. Excuse me, what the outcome is of all of the work that's gone in. Now, I will say that there are some runoff elections. It's the only election, it's not just the presidential election, but there's some local elections and there are some runoffs. I do encourage you, if there is a runoff in your city and there's going to be another vote, then let's go back again and let's represent the candidate that we feel, you know, is the best one by selecting a candidate. It's so easy to think that on our part, but I know for us in the state of Georgia, we have the Georgia Senate runoff. So we want to make sure that whichever candidate that you want to see get in this position, there's two of them that are going to be on the ticket, that we show up and represent and select a candidate that we think is going to do the best for our community and our city and our state. And we can't take it for granted that somebody else is going to vote and that's going to make the candidate that we want selected. We all have to do our part. And we do our part, and then we do our part. So coming up next week at 8:30 p.m. on Financial Notes with Cindy Gilliard, as I said, we're going to discuss what we're going to do to earn some extra income for the holidays. We're doing the budget of doing Thanksgiving on a budget, which is great, but let's just make sure we have those funds to even do that. So we're going to talk about that. And you out there, y'all have a week that is prosperous, both financially and spiritually. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. And I will see you next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time on Financial Notes with Cindy Gilliard. Take care, everybody.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thoughts, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.